Thank you. Mr. President, it is an honor to present issues under the responsibility of the Ministry of Justice and Public Security. Norway has a high degree of gender equality, which we strongly believe contributes to reducing the level of domestic violence as well. However, we still face challenges in this area, and therefore the government has strengthened efforts to prevent domestic violence in recent years. The Norwegian government's view is clear. Gender-based violence, and sexual harassment is unacceptable and punishable. It must be prevented through measures to help and protect the victims and through treatment and prosecution of the perpetrators. There are various forms of support which enable victims to leave violent partners before the violence escalates. Victims of domestic violence can report incidents to the police and will be treated with respect. The Norwegian police have gained deeper insight into domestic violence cases and can apply a range of instruments to protect individuals who have been exposed to violence and to deal with perpetrators. Although we have come a long way in this era, I can assure you that developing further measures against domestic violence and sexual abuse will remain high on the Norwegian government's list of priorities. I would also like to address some important progress in this area, in the area of juvenile justice. The number of imprisoned minors in Norway is very low. Still, a number of measures have been implemented to ensure that minors are imprisoned only as a last resort, and of course also for the shortest possible period of time. The number of children remanded in custody has been significantly reduced and is now at its lowest level ever. Two new non-custodial sanctions for minors were introduced in 2014. Both of these sanctions are based on the principles of restorative justice. However, in the most serious cases, it might still be necessary to imprison minors. For these situations, the government has established two separate prison units for minors. These units allow us to keep minors segregated from adult prisoners, as well as to better safeguard the needs of young offenders. If there is not a room in a unit for young offenders, minors must, as a general rule, not be placed in ordinary prisons. I would like to address certain key features of our immigration policy. The Norwegian government pursues a stringent and responsible immigration policy, aiming at an orderly and regular immigration. While due process within the framework of Norway's international obligation is ensured, Norway joins other European countries in combating irregular border crossings and human smuggling and trafficking. Norway's asylum practice aims to provide protection for persons in need and is based on the principle of fair and human treatment of all applicants. Applicants deemed not to be in need of protection are expected to leave on their own or assisted. Otherwise, they may face deportation. In all immigration cases involving children, the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child is of vital importance. The best interest of the child is a primary consideration in all such cases. In recent years, a number of measures have been implemented to increase an expertise on immigration cases involving children, to ensure that these cases are proceeded properly. In Norway, unaccompanied asylum-seeking minors under the age of 15 are offered accommodation at special reception centers for minors and are the responsibility of the child welfare authorities. Unaccompanied asylum-seeking children over the age of 15 are under the responsibility of the immigration authorities. The reception facilities offered to unaccompanied minors between 15 and 18 are specially designed to meet the needs of this group. The government has implemented various measures to ensure adequate care for all unaccompanied minors staying in the reception centers. One such measure is an increase in the number of professional care workers in the reception centers. All unaccompanied minors, both under and over the age of 15, have a right to necessary care from other public sectors, and the Child Welfare Act applies to all children in Norway. President, I will continue with Germany's question on avoiding minors becoming victims of human trafficking or exploitation. I would like to stress that disappearance of unaccompanied minors from care and asylum receptions centers is a complex and challenging issue. Staying at a reception center is voluntary, also for minors. In many cases, police reports indicate that minors who disappear from reception centers leave at their own will. However, we cannot exclude that some become victims of trafficking or are recruited to criminal or extremist groups. There was an increase in disappearances of unaccompanied minors from Norwegian reception centers in 2016 and 2017. As a response, the Norwegian government took several measures to improve the situation, including among increased funding to enhance both the quality and quantity for staff in reception centers for minors, and second, earlier settlement of unaccompanied minors who have a limited resident permit due to doubt about their identity. The immigration authorities and the police have guidelines on how to deal with disappearances of this group and on how the reception center staff should pursue possible cases of human trafficking. We believe that these measures have resulted in a better situation for this group and in turn will have an impact on reducing disappearances as well. The UK asked what actions we have taken to fulfill the commitment contained in the call to action to end forced labour, modern slavery and human trafficking. This call was launched during the 72nd meeting of the UN General Assembly in 2017. Let me first express my gratitude to the government of the UK for taking the initiative that has resulted in such a large number of countries endorsing for the call for action against serious forms of exploitation of human beings. We will eradicate forced labour from our economy. In 2015, the government introduced a strategy with several measures to combat criminal activities related to working life. The Labour Inspection Authority, the Tax Administration, the Police and the Social Welfare Administration have established a strategic cooperation and also 7 joint centres for fighting this kind of crime. In 2016, the government introduced an action plan against trafficking in human beings. The plan sets out a comprehensive approach across the 4 key elements of prosecution, protection, prevention, and partnerships, focusing on the roots, causes, as well as the response. Norway was one of the first states to ratify the ILO Protocol of 2014 to the Forced Labour Convention. In order to rapidly enhance capacity to identify, investigate and disrupt criminal activity, Parliament recently voted to earmark additional resources to fight trafficking. This includes increased resources for National Criminal Investigation Service as well as the creation of special units in all police districts. We are putting victims first. Parliament has increased the amount distributed for assistance to victims of trafficking and decided to establish a special unit to support child welfare authorities in assisting child victims of trafficking. Many of the advanced questions concern the justice sector. I will respond to them in my next statement. I now give the floor to my colleague, State Secretary Blomgren. Thank you for your attention.